Wielding the Sword of God's Word by Beyond Today writer Lorelei Nettles. I was watching a television show the other day when something was said that shocked me. I was surprised not only by what was said, but that it was on publicly viewed television at all. It made me sit back and really think about how much things have changed. How what used to be unacceptable has become acceptable. And how quickly it has happened. Much of what we see and hear differs so much from what we learn in the Bible and proves how distant society is getting from God. It can make a person very sad if it is dwelled on too long and could keep him or her from even trying to walk the straight and narrow. That may be why we are told, "Do not say, 'Why were the old days better than these?' For it is not wise to ask such questions." Ecclesiastes 7 verse 10, New International Version. We all choose what we will accept into our lives. Often when something is presented to us over and over again, we give in and finally let it become allowable. If there is enough pressure from society and/or our peers, we can sometimes start to believe our way of thinking is wrong. People who think differently than us will sometimes try to use our Christianity against us. They can create some pretty convincing arguments too. They may even use scripture to back up their stance, but all too often, the verse has been plucked out and twisted to suit their own purpose. So how do we combat this? We need to know what the Bible actually says. One scripture or two pulled out of the Bible can sound pretty convincing. That is until you read the whole chapter and find out what was really being talked about. It's all about context. When confronted with these situations, we must ask ourselves whose view we are taking. Is it someone else's or is it God's? If we know God's word, we cannot be convinced to believe people who use it inappropriately. Our sword. I was recently listening to a sermon that made a very good point regarding the following scripture. "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Hebrews 4 verse 12, King James Version. The point is that the sword is only powerful if we pick it up. Most households own a Bible, but if it's always sitting on a shelf and never read, what use is it? We learn nothing from a book that is unread. In this case, knowledge truly is power. We can use what we learn to be a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4 verse 12. That gives us what we need to see through the deceptions the world throws at us. King Solomon asked for and was given discernment by God. "Give your servant therefore an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil." 1 Kings 3 verse 9. With that discernment came wisdom, which allowed him to make the moral judgments he was well known for throughout the world. As Christians, we are told that without the Holy Spirit, we cannot spiritually discern. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 4. Paul expresses the need to be spiritually guided when he says, "And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." Philippians 1 verses 9 through 11, emphasis added. We are told to hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Romans 12 verse 9. People who acknowledge and see the value of God's word learn to do just that. Life can be difficult, choices can be difficult, but our decision-making must rest on what is sound. The closer we are with God the Father, the more we can see through His eyes and discern things from His point of view. The next time you are confronted with a dilemma or pressured into following what your neighbor does, stop, pray, and pick up your sword. Then ask yourself, whose view am I taking? For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.